the Bread and Butter Fest, which is on Saturday, the 12th of November, and we're here tomorrow, which is Sunday, the 13th of November as well. We're seeing all sorts of really interesting producers, and there's some fabulous talks by real industry experts like the founders of Green and Black and Greys and all sorts of things. And it's a great place because people are really trying to find out how they can succeed in this market, and how they get new customers, how they should package their stuff, how it should taste. So really, really interesting event. And I'm joined by Dickie Broadhurst, and he's got products which under the company name of Morse Toad, which is jolly funny, a bit of a pun there. And he's been going for 2 years. So can you just tell me a little bit, Dickie, about some of the problems you've faced along the way before we start talking about your product?
I think the most obvious problem for any new business is cash flow. And an entrepreneur, I don't know, I speak for myself, not sure about others, but you want to spend, as soon as you get the money in, you get to get the new thing to your website or the new product change or something like that. And it's getting to that point now that you realise that actually you need to plan a little bit better and not, you realise, you know, you need that cash flow, you need the cash reserve to be able to, you know, function easily without stressing out your business. So
what you're saying really, Dickie, is that this is a business like any business. Just because you're in food, it could be in financial services, it can be, it's still a business, and you've still got to run it like a business.
100%. You need to think about what your forecast a little bit, when the business is going to be busy, when it's not. I mean, I can predict that now to some extent. And plan accordingly and be a bit conservative as well. Again, I don't know about other entrepreneurs, but I always seem to be quite optimistic about how things are going to go. So I've had a few times where things have gone well, but they haven't gone quite what I, you know, dreamt about in my sleep. So, you have to sort of try and be a little bit smart about it and not try and rein in your optimism a little bit.
So let's talk a little bit about your product. Now, I've just opened, there's a box in front of me. So it's about the size of, I'll say it's about A5. And it's got, it's really rather lovely. It's got a little sort of a gold frog on frog. It's not a frog, obviously. It's a toad, isn't it? Of course it is, because it's called Morse Toad. So we've got a sort of gold toad on the front. And then I've opened it, and then there's a picture, and then there's some chocolate. Tell us all about this.
So originally, I did a cycle trip through Africa, and my mum sent me a package as a kind of supportive gesture. And that package took 4 months to get to me via the Sahara Desert and various other places. So when it arrived, it was in this highly dilapidated state, but it was still an amazing thing to receive. And I just thought, you know what? We communicate constantly in the modern world with text messages, emails, all the sort of time, but it's all a bit sort of meaningless. And the old-fashioned way is to write a letter, but nobody does that anymore. Nobody has the time to go buy a card, write it, post it. The digital generation are looking for a quicker alternative, but if it's a card sent online, then it lacks a bit of, you know, just it could be a bit better, really. And with that,
look, it lacks a bit of effort, doesn't it? And people, when I receive a sort of e-card, I just go, what, really? That's all you've sent me? It does feel a bit of a letdown.
Oh, totally. It's a bit like the sort of Facebook post, happy birthday. You know, we've all just simplified down to that. And actually, it means a lot. Getting things in the post is the best thing ever. I get excited when I order stuff on Amazon and it arrives. And I know it's coming, but at the same time, I'm like, woohoo! So you can have a lot of fun, you know, with your friends and family by sending them something in the post, and you give them this really great experience. And because you can customize my product, you can say whatever you like, so and add whatever photo you like. And that's a really, you know, people use it in really amazing ways. I mean,
so let me just describe it, because obviously we're on the radio, it's quite difficult. So it's a little box, and it is something that just goes through the post. Mm-hmm. And then you open it, and you can have a chocolate message in chocolate, and yeah, almost like little Lego bricks, but they've got little letters on, so you can make your own message up. And then you can put a photograph in as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's originally we started with a chocolate, but it's basically a chocolate card that you can customize yourself, and of course you can eat it, which is the best part of it. And the photo bit is almost the most powerful part of the personalization. You can really make someone laugh. You know, we get a lot of people sending baby pictures, wedding pictures. We've had someone quit their job on there. And it's Christmas at the moment, so we get a lot of family pictures. And it just makes it that little bit more special. And the message comes across a little bit more because you're eating it. You know, if you're saying "I love you, darling," every letter sort of has a little bit more meaning because you're eating it.
And in more general sense, do you think that actually, I know we're seeing this in other sectors, but do you think actually with food as well, people are expecting some type of customization?
Totally. I think personalization is really big now. Creativity, you know, I think in the olden days everyone was just stuck sort of getting these big brand products and it almost lacked that kind of personal element, whereas now that gift is unique to you. You've made it yourself, and that makes it 50 times more powerful than just your regular card that you've written in, you know?
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Do you want to just let us know where we can find your Morse Toad product? You've got a website.
I do have a website. The website is morsetoad.com. You can go on there, write your message straight away online, add your picture and send. It's all very quick and simple. You do it from your phone. So do check us out.
Presumably nothing rude, though.
No, of course.
Thank you very much, Dickie. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much.